Okay, hi, good morning. It's Coast 93.1. Are there really people who are going on Tinder thinking they'd swipe on Bill Gates? Okay.
No.
Like, Tinder's taking a preemptive strike against people who are pretending to be Bill Gates and go on Tinder. But you know what? If there are people who are on Tinder and swipe on Bill Gates and think that's who they're getting, they kind of deserve to be catfished.
Yeah, for
sure. I'm sorry. Like, really?
Yeah. He's not on there. Man, he's got some. He's not single. He's not single.
Yo, you think there's something going on?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know that he's not. I don't know that he's with someone.
Yeah.
Or that he has maybe been with people.
Yeah. I think it's more that. You know? I think as a person that like goes and like finds dates.
Right.
Yeah,
And if you're Bill Gates, you don't need to go on Tinder. Like, there are so many. Although, I guess maybe that's a way that you could eliminate the part of the population that's just after you for your money. And how do you do that? Like, look, Bill Gates may, in fact, be a complete creep. But let's take that out of the conversation. Let's say you're loaded.
Yeah.
Okay, and you become single.
Mm-hmm.
How on earth do you date and make sure that people are not just interested in you for the money? And make sure that you're not just falling for them because they're the only ones who seem like they're not interested for the money.
Yeah. I mean, he's in. Yeah. I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like you say all the time. Like, here's the thing. Yeah. Let's say you go on a first date with Bill Gates. Obviously, he pays.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's a question. If Bill Gates were a loaded woman.
Yeah.
Would she have to pay because she's rich? Ooh, a little conundrum for you, Kel.
I'm going to say no.
Not fair!
I know.
That's insane!
It might not be fair!
No! I don't even know what to say! No!
This is the one thing that you and I... Because she's still a woman, and she should still be wined and dined and taken care of in certain moments. And you can still be a gentleman, even if the woman has a lot of money.
But let's say...
It's not about money. It's about... being a gentleman and being the supportive and lifting your woman up, right? It doesn't mean she has to be lifted up. It just means it's a nice gesture.
There is a weird thing about it, though, with the gender stuff. Because think about if let's say an everyday woman, okay, who makes an average income,
okay,
ends up with Bill Gates.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
So let's say that happens. We say, wow, good for her, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're like, and cool that he didn't like that he, you know, it's like when a royal marries a commoner, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, oh, he wasn't requiring that she's part of the upper echelons of money, you know? Mm-hmm. And we say, wow, good for her. Like she, you know, like financially, she married up.
Yeah,
you
sure, know? Yeah.
But then if it's a rich woman and she ends up with a guy who is making an average income, we say, well, he's just in it for the money.
It depends.
You know?
And you know what? This is going to sound even worse. It depends on what he looks like.
Wow.
If I can be really crappy and just really throw myself under the bus.
But it's so true.
It's so true. I feel like you can tell. Like, look, if this rich woman is dating the Tiger King, okay, he's in it for the money. But if this rich woman is dating you... a good look, like you have a good job, like it doesn't mean like.
Okay, Kelly, you're not giving good examples when you pick two gay people.
I am so gay.
I think I know what you're saying, but
yeah,
there would definitely be something wrong if the rich woman started dating me or the Tiger King, and it's because neither of us are into her.
Right. I need to come out and just be done.
Right, exactly. Good morning, it's the Blake Show. I should move.